Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, gentlemen, G-Bag of the Day time. We do it here every day at 5:30. Let's get rocking and rolling. Let's get started with the champ. This is Teddy Atlas and his reaction to the Crawford versus Canelo fight.
It's funny how if Patrick Mahomes is the best and Jalen Hurts just keep beating the best, what the f*** that made Jalen? Huh? Yeah, he thought they was going to get y'all dumbasses out of here.
It's like a gator
got
you.
Whoa, no.
All right, this is a different clip. I'll tell you in a second.
No. Get y'all dumbasses out of here. Cam, you ain't got one of these. What is wrong with y'all? Look, they trying to cheat. We got to fumble. No fumble, y'all stupid asses to the locker room.
All right, never mind. That was Gilly reacting to the Eagles win. Yeah. Clicked on the wrong file there.
Oh, Gilly.
That's championship worthy.
Screw that guy.
That was the last clip I was going to play. All right, let's actually play the champ here. Here's Teddy Atlas reacting to the Crawford and Canelo fight.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away, Teddy. How impressed were you by his performance tonight?
You kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's what it is. That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. All night long, Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night. Talking about the bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy? How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside? Please, Timmy, I don't want to say no more.
Look, you can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
You're damn right he was timid. Because every time he meant to get in, I mean, afterwards, like, the best thing I could do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket.
Damn right he was timid. Man. Sometimes the accent's so thick, you have to actively listen to every word or you'll miss what he's saying. I'm surprised he's still on TV, to be honest with you. That's way worse than Lou Holtz or anything else.
I love when their voice starts to peter out on them. You know, like they run out of air. It's like Mad Dog Russo when he gets to ranting.
But there's nothing like the environment after a fight. Like, people are so fired up. You're walking out of those casinos or arenas, and people are getting in fights. They're yelling at each other. They're hooting and hollering. It's different than any sport covering it.
It is nuts.
Who's right, challenging, Jake?
I'm sure you guys saw this. You saw Josh Allen running off the field with blood running out of his schnoz. Here's Tony Romo reacting to Josh Allen's bloody nose.
Well, Josh is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Something's wrong. This is not okay. He would never do this.
Never.
Something's wrong, Jim. Wow.
You never see that. Mitchell Trubisky has come in. Is it his shoulder here?
I think he got punched in the nose.
Something's wrong, Jim. Jim!
Does Tony ever get an injury right? Was he the one that was saying that Dak had a cramp?
Just a cramp, guys.
Yeah, that was a cramp.
it seems like that Tony is really not very good at looking into the monitor and kind of figuring these things out.
Get this guy.
He's just mailing it in. Once he found out, hey, I'm Tony Romo. I sound pretty cool. I don't have to work very hard. I think his career's, you know, really hit its stride, but it's also could be much more, to your point. I think Josh Allen did that. Was that the helmet coming down?
Probably down in the bridge of the nose.
No, he did get hit in the nose.
He got hit with a hand?
Yeah, through the face mask. And then that must have been the play that Mitchell Trubisky was able to put up his stat yesterday, Brian. Yeah. He was like the highest, whatever it was.
Yeah, the one of three.
And then Josh Allen came right back out.
Yards per attempt.
Yeah.
The chop. The chop came in with the thumb. That's like a martial arts move. I think I'd try to perfect that if I was a pass rusher. Going to be breaking some noses and piling up sacks there.
Secret weapon.
But I guess he's going to wear a visor now to protect his nose.
Oh.
He's going to look badass.
He is.
He's putting up a 50 spot on the Dolphins on Thursday night.
It's going to be ugly, dude.
All right, next, this one comes from last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader, actually the second game. This is Chris Fowler's game. He came back from a break, and he was trying to do a promo for WWE, and apparently he doesn't know who John Cena is.
Their first ESPN Premium live event, WWE Wrestlepalooza from Indianapolis. John Cena against Brock Lesnar in the main event. Lewis, your thoughts on Cena versus Lesnar? You going to break that down for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Brock Lesnar, he doesn't look human. As big as that man is.
He looks like Scott Matlock.
He looks like some of the dudes, yeah, that we saw down the field in pregame. I was like, is that Brock Lesnar out there in jersey 44?
Man, he sounds a little sickly there, too.
Cena, who? Chris Fowler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. A little stuffy. Yeah, nobody else in that booth seemed like they knew who he was either. It's not like they corrected him. Like, well, it's John Cena. They just went right into Brock Lesnar.
To be fair to Chris Fowler, I mean, it's not like you've ever been able to see the guy before.
No, you can't see me.
Totally acceptable, I think. No disrespect to wrestling or wrestling fans, but if you don't know who they are, I mean, I don't think you lose any sports credibility for it. It's TV entertainment, like any other show.
It just really shows how much of a football guy Fowler is.
For sure.
He knows tennis.
Locked in.
Oh, tennis.
He's a tennis guy. Really good at it.
Tennis has tough names.
Yeah. Very he does. Tough. A lot of tough names.
A lot of Senas.
All right, what do you say, Jake? Is it time to vote?
I got one more if you want it.
Okay, yeah, one more.
All right, so I found out today that I was in your guys' show at about 10 a.m., and the first thing I did was texted Lucius, and I was like, hey, bro, you got any audio for me? And he had this Deshaun Foster clip ready since he got fired the other day.
Hell yeah. Sir, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC.
Okay.
We
want to get away.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
Clearly
excited. It's when you knew it probably wasn't going to work out. Coach.
Writing was on the wall,
man. Excited, that's legendary.
Excited, they're going to give me $7 million to walk away.
It's us and USC.
Whew, oldie but a goodie. That one from a couple of years ago. I think that was a former G-Bag of the Day champion, wasn't it? When it was fresh. Is it Deshaun Foster retro clip? Is it Chris Fowler on John Cena? Tony Romo reacting to Josh Allen's bloody nose or Teddy Atlas? Damn right he was timid. Okay, I'm gonna go with Fowler on Cena there, Chief. How about you?
give me the champ.
All righty, Jacob Ray.
I'm gonna go with my champ that I played first. I'm gonna go with Gilly reacting to the Eagles win.
Boo. Okay.
I'll take Teddy Atlas.
Brian?
Teddy Atlas, please.
By a score of 3-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Teddy Atlas there commentating at the end of Crawford and Canelo. If you ever miss who the champ is, Lucius replays that for you at 2:25 every weekday right before we get to Wolchuk's top 10 at 2:20. We're gonna be in Argyle tomorrow supporting some awesome Tolos from Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. Come out for some fellowship, food trucks, live music, prizes. Wine, bourbon tastings. It's going to be all tomorrow starting at 2:00. Plus, all Tolo customers get a $25 gift card. All of you.
See you tomorrow afternoon off 377. Salute, and I can't wait to see you out there in Argyle tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. It's time now for LA Live.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I got a DM today, y'all. I got a DM from a Dallas Cowboy player. Yeah, and it wasn't even Dak. All the years I can say it, my, you know what, the Dak, my, listen, that, it's not personal. But today it got personal from Trayvon Diggs, y'all. Oh, yeah, the starting cornerback. The star player of the Dallas Cowboys in my DM. Look at him. Check it out. Look what he said to me. The boy, he been threatening me, y'all. I thought the people from the other day were threatening me. Now all the Dallas Cowboys. Crying. Yeah, in my DM. Coolio from Gangsta Paradise looking at. Glow in the dark. Gums looking at. I run like I got weights on my ankle looking at. I can't cover best spread looking at. I call you Hot Cheetos because you always getting flamed looking at. Out of 140 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, Trayvon Diggs ranked 107. Hot garbage. Now, we got 15 more weeks in the NFL, y'all. Cowboy, we got 15 more weeks, and I'm on your ass like back pocket. Bam. Oh, I'm going to buy you tickets to the game. Damn them tickets. You think I want to come to see you, Otis? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis, and you know.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Run like I got fluid in my knees looking at. I can't cover nobody looking at. Crybaby looking at. Cowboys, fans, listen up. If this man worried about me, we in a world of trouble. Jerry Jones, you traded the wrong man. You traded the wrong man. This is who you need to trade. He was just in the news crying to Jerry Jones.
Jerry, please sign Clowney.
Know why he's saying that? Because he can't cover no damn body.
There he is, Bubba Dub, getting man after it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coolio from Gangsta's Paradise lookalike is quite a bar.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that was a nice production there from Bubba Dub, as apparently Trayvon Diggs didn't like some of the Bubba Dub comments on the internet, and so he slid into his DMs and
He's known to do that from time to time. He did it with Sean.
Oh, he did it with Sean?
Yeah.
Was that after the D's Nuts?
No, this was well before. I think this was a couple years ago.
Pre-D's.
We were talking about his tackling.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is his tackles actually got shored up a little bit. Maybe
he tackled fine.
Sean called him out.
I can't cover anymore, so I better start to tackle here a little
I'm
bit.
I'm a blue-collar corner now.
Yeah.
Better strap in here, get some tackles.
How about that?
Yeah, no, that's it's bad. It's never a good look for athletes. I think if you find yourself doing that once as an athlete, like, you should at least be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, wow, that was messed up. I shouldn't do that because it looks weak. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and you have to know a guy like Bubba Dub is going to take that and turn it into more content. Like, that's not. Yeah, he's a comedian. Let him cook. You know.
Yeah.
In one ear, out the other. You're the butt of jokes. I mean, sometimes social media does get overwhelming, and you're like, okay, I need to turn this thing off and not go back to social media for 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. Let this reset.
You know, but I don't know. I think Trayvon, it's like impulse control. It's toxicity. He is.
I guess, the only player left. Maybe Jaden Blue goes in this camp as well, that it's just, it's not with the culture of everybody else. And I guess if Trayvon Diggs comes back and plays incredible, I will still want him back. But we're trending to, this is the last season of his Cowboys career.
We need him to play incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Maximize that value.
Oh, you want to trade him? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I said
he's untradeable right now with that contract. No, it's a cut, and it's a prove it deal,
yes,
somewhere else.
I think there's much like all the whispers with Micah that ended up being real, and he got moved, and people wanted to be like, oh, you guys are making up media narratives. Wasn't a media narrative. Same thing with Diggs, I had heard. They'd have moved on if he was healthy, and they could have gotten something from him, but he wasn't. Yeah. So this is a big year for Trayvon Diggs and what happens with him as a Dallas Cowboy.
The medical guarantee language in contracts is such a mofo. But to Brian's point, talking about putting him in man, I want to see, because on those scores, it really looked like he was expecting the safety was going to take it. And if you're Pro Football Focus scoring it, Trayvon Diggs, I guess, got destroyed. But we really don't know if that was his fault.
Same thing with him and Elam. Like, there was one time Elam is just, he is playing the flat. And he is not trailing. And ball goes right by him. And nobody's there. Wide open wide receiver. He's thinking he's got safety help. So there was a lot of busted coverages in that game, 100%. So it's always hard to tell whose fault was it, but it was a bad game for everybody in the secondary.
Absolutely.
And when you look at, like, the coverage breakdowns, it's not like they're doing some crazy exotic stuff that, like, takes a while for guys to figure out. It's pretty basic cover two, cover three, cover four. Mm-hmm. And then just like a total, just a dash of the cover six stuff that guys like Dick Fangio have mastered over the years.
You know what? But, and they played, I think they played cover six. It's what, two and four, played two on one side, four on the other, how you get your cover six. But I think they played it three snaps in the game the other day, and they only had one completion out of it.
I need more of that.
Everything else, like the cover, the two, the three, and the four got roasted for them. And then they played the six, and they made a couple plays out of it. So maybe that's something they used in overtime. And maybe that was their, oh geez, we gotta do something. And now Flew's threw some cover six at him.
I mean, I guess he's in a contract situation, so his motivation should be high, but I don't know if I would trust him. If he was working for me, how close he was with Micah and how much Micah is sort of embracing not being here anymore and dancing to Chance of Bleep You, Jerry. I just, you know, I don't know. I think it'll be in the best interest of everybody if he moves on. But, I mean, to Wolchuk's point, hopefully he plays so great that you could trade him in the offseason. Right now, he looks like a $7 or $8 million a year corner, though, and I don't think anybody be trading for him unless he goes out there and balls out.
Shout out to Tolo Allen, who sent that our way, sliding in the DMs to Wolchuk and I there.
Thank you, Allen.
Pointing us in the right direction to Bubba Dub. Absolutely on fire. Okay, now elsewhere here in LA Live, we got we got word just randomly that Molly Karam is out at ESPN
on her own accord. Yeah.
Yes.
And then wasn't on the show today. I guess it was effective immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she just pulled the plug her tenure as the mediator on Stephen A. Smith's First Take program. She's been there for like 10 years. And so,
great gig for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Came over from NFL Network.
Everybody's trying to figure out like what the deal is, because it just was so sudden. So we will see. But the clip that's floated around, this is a throwback clip from when she was at NFL Network. Have you guys seen this before with Terrell Davis?
Terrell Davis.
Oh, this is incredible.
She playing center,
looking for the snap.
Well, yeah, this is when they're on like NFL Total Access or whatever, and they got like the little mock field and they're trying to like demonstrate something with a real ball or whatever, and Molly Karam's there as the host. She's got Terrell Davis and a couple other dudes there on set with her, and they're trying to demonstrate a play, and Terrell Davis is getting a little bit risque. She's like wearing a dress and he's trying to get her to snap the ball to him as a center.
Okay. That's what I want you to do when the ball snap. Come on, Molly, you want to hike it?
Which do get out of here. No.
Shotgun, nigga. Do shotgun.
How about that? Let's
get it. Elected for the flag football hike.
Oh, here at the end. He was, you know, shoot or shoot.
I mean, usually when you get a surprise like this and it's like an intermingled set, it's that, you know, somebody felt like I'm in a hostile work environment or I'm being harassed and I'm going to quit now to make the statement in court later that I just couldn't stomach the idea of working another day. So it kind of comes out all of a sudden and in a surprise. But that's where I'm thinking it's got to be going, because we're sitting here week two, week three. This is off-season business, and you don't leave a job like that unless, you know, you have a big reason to.
Yeah, and that's kind of what everybody is thinking about right now. Like, what is about to pop from this? Are we about to have, like, another Fox Sports situation pop up here, where there was some type of workplace harassment or whatever? But at this point, that's just total reckless speculation. But that clip that we just played right there, probably 12, 13, 14 years old. But, man, can you imagine that happening on television now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That.
Yeah, that would have been, Terrell Davis would have been let go immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, I probably shouldn't. This is reckless. Wouldn't they, some guys, him and Marshall Faulk and others, didn't they get
killed? Yeah, the NFL Network blowout about 5 years ago, right?
There
were several of them that were said, hey, we no longer need your services here, you know? So maybe they figure some of those things out.
Okay, question for you guys. What would you consider the most white trash sandwich? Because the headline reads, on the heels of the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix, which I've watched a few minutes of, but apparently Denise Richards revealed that she used to make Charlie Sheen and his hookers white trash sandwiches to help them come down after a bender.
That'd be bologna, Velveeta,
yeah,
mayonnaise.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, just a bologna sandwich.
That's
what
I was thinking.
Bologna on white bread.
I was bologna felt like
with no condiments at all,
and not fried bologna. We're talking just straight out of the
Oscar Mayer.
So as the story goes,
I mean, assuming you're not going to put meth in the sandwich, that's the best I can come.
By the way, Oscar Mayer's Cotto salami is not bad. I'll say that.
She says when Charlie Sheen was working at Two and a Half Men, said they would randomly call me from the set all the time to go check on him because they couldn't find him. Like, can you just go over there and just check and make sure he's alive? We haven't seen him in 2 days. This is Charlie Sheen when he is the main character on what was an incredible show, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, it was
Two
great
and a Half
show.
Men. Absolutely unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. He was just keyed out of his gourd the entire time.
I know.
I mean, that's kind of what his character was, so it worked.
His
character was just disheveled, hungover, party boy bachelor.
It's the ultimate,
and that's what he was living.
Ultimate thespian, Charlie
Tiger
Sheen.
Blood. He was channeling.
She says, she goes there. She's like, I show up, I'm banging on the door for forever. He finally answers it, and then she's making sandwiches. And his co-star, John Cryer from Two and a Half Men, was there. And she's like, I'm making sandwiches. And then you see two or three hookers come downstairs. And I remember John asking me, are you making them sandwiches too? I'm like, well, yeah. What am I going to say? Sorry, because of what you do for a living, you don't get one of my white trash mayo, mustard, turkey, cheese, lettuce sandwiches. She's calling that a white trash sandwich.
That's a celebrity white trash sandwich.
Phenomenal sandwich.
That's a great sandwich. Yeah.
Sounded good to me, unless you're making it with just the most budget possible of ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of that turkey can get kind of rough.
I mean, sign me up for the, you know, the one we were talking about, too. I'll take a bologna sandwich. I'm not objecting.
Just bologna with no condiments on white bread is pretty, I think that's pretty white trash.
I don't know if I'd take that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the...
It's dry.
The bologna sandwich was the one that I was thinking about. Yeah. I was thinking just like some stale bread, probably using the booty bread with a random like expired piece of bologna and throwing it on there. But that sounds like a delightful sandwich that we would all love to eat.
But she's making like almost without even the... She had bacon on there. What, we'd almost have a club. Right?
Yeah, it sounded like a pretty good standard to me.
I mean, toast the bread, throw in some bacon, you got a club.
Yeah. Maybe hold the lettuce.
Yeah.
And what an incredible woman, too. I mean, she married the craziest person maybe of all time, and then she's still making sure he has a nice meal in front of him.
That's his wife?
After a crack binge.
Yeah, that check,
ex-wife
that check
at the time.
Check was coming.
Okay, ex-wife at the time.
Yeah, ex-wife at the time.
So she wasn't allowing hookers inside her sort of sphere.
No. Kinda, at that point, they were divorced, and
they were divorced.
She knew Charlie's a wild animal.
Very interesting.
She's taking care of the ex.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Maybe Lucius will be back tomorrow. Not sure. Yeah, he is falling under the weather, and it could be a couple of days. Send him some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. We got baseball pregame coming up in just over a half hour. We'll check what's next.
Yeah, let's do a little TD Tuesday, shall we? The best calls from an epic weekend in college and NFL football. That's next in the Nate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.